Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Chulin. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Hashoychet b'magol yod. Magol yod is a small keli that was used to cut little pieces of grain. Now, there are two sides to this. One is smooth. The other has notches that go in and out. Now, we're talking about where you shechted with the smooth side that was very sharp. So, but the Eved, the Shechit is kosher. If you shechted with the serrated side, it's pasul min ha'Torah. But we're saying, Hashoychet, if you shechted l'chitchila, we don't want you to use this, because we're scared he may use the wrong side. For that matter, bitzar, the Eved can shecht with a sharp stone. Tzapira did bris mila with it. It says, v'tikach tzapira tzar, v'tichrois is arlas bina. Ubakana. Ubakana is a reed. It's like a straw. See the pictures of the farmer chewing on a reed, chewing on like a straw. And when you cut it to its length, you have like a sharp, long piece. In all these cases, shchitasik sheir. Would rather you don't use it, but by the yabit, it's kosher. Now, if somebody would take an animal and bend the neck of the animal and shecht it alongside a sharp stone that's still in the ground, it was never taken out of the ground, the shchita is psula b'di'evet. Shchita has to be b'davar talish, with something that has been disconnected from the ground. So clearly we're not talking about a stone or a reed that's connected to the ground. Now, if he disconnected it, why is it only b'di'evet? Why not l'chatchila? So the Gemara explains, he took it out of the ground and put it back into the ground. So we don't want you to shecht this way, because someone else is going to think you can do it when it was always connected to the ground, or when it's still naturally connected to the ground. But lemaisa, because it's not naturally connected, you just wedged it in, b'di'evet, it's kosher. Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Hakol shechten. Similar to the words we had at the beginning of the Masechta. So what's happening now is the Gemara explains, that the Mishnah is going back to the original klal and explaining it a little bit more. Hakol shechten, this comes to be marba, a Yehudi mumer. A mumer is someone who is accustomed to be over aveirois, b'mezid, b'di'eved, his shechita is kosher. Now, there are different types of mumers. There's a mumer l'teyavim, that's what we're talking about. He doesn't do aveirois in spite. It's just that he sees a piece of treif of meat and he's very hungry. And he's like, oh, it smells so good. He can't hold himself back. He knows he's doing something wrong. He feels bad about it. But he eats it. He's called a mumer l'teyavim. If he had another piece of meat that was kosher, surely he would take the kosher meat. Well, that's who we're talking about here. There's one aveira nebuch, he keeps being nichshol in the aveira. Or maybe even he does it with several aveiras. As long as he's not, says about tenura, a mumer for avodah zarah, or a mumer to be mechal Shabbos publicly. But nebuch is just a person that a certain aveira or aveiras, he can't hold himself back, but yeah, but if he shechts, it's kosher. But you have to make sure that the knife is good. Because if he's a mumer l'tayavim, maybe he doesn't want to bother checking out the knife. So that's the hakol shechten. Vayter says the Mishnah, uli aylam shechten. The shechita is kosher l'chatchila at any time, even at night, as long as you have a torch burning over there, that the shechet can see what he's doing. Furthermore, we learn from your explains about tenura, the shechita is kosher in any place, like on the top of a roof. On top of a roof, maybe he's shechting for the stars, then the shechita would be psula, maybe it's some type of avodah zarah. No, we're not worried about that. What about if he shechts at the head of a ship? And the blood goes into the yam. Maybe he's shechting for the sar shel yam? Again, no. It's clear, being that he moved over to the edge of the ship, he's doing it because he doesn't want the ship to be full of blood. Vayter says the Mishnah, ubakol shechten, you can shecht lechatchila with anything. A stone. Here we're talking about a stone that's totally detached. Glass. A certain part of the reed, like we explained beforehand, like the straw pot when it's cut open to its length. Also a certain kind of a reed that grows in the swamp that's very sharp, doesn't have splinters coming out of it. Chutz mi magel kotzer. Magel kotzer is a larger magel that was used to harvest the grain. Now, the way this was designed is one side of this knife had like these long cut-ins. I don't know how to explain it. You see knives that way. They're all angled one way, say toward the handle. It goes out, 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 comes back in, goes out, 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 comes back in. And they all go in the same direction. Can't use this. V'hamageira. That's a saw, a different kind of a saw. Here it's serrated differently. It's more like a V, another V, another V. Vashinayim. You know what shinayim is? It's be ready for this one. They take the teeth out of an animal with the jawbone. They use it as like a knife. But in between the teeth, things could get in a rip. See, one tooth that's sharp enough and smooth, maybe yes. The problem is, here we have several teeth. Vaitavat Tzipoirin. Tzipoirin is a shechita that was done through a nail that was still connected to the guf of the animal, even if the animal is no longer alive, or maybe the nail of the shechit himself. Why can't you use these things? And they shein choinkin. Now really, because it literally chokes the animal, it means it rips in. We're talking about the first three things. The sickle that's used to cut tefuah, the saw, the series of teeth, more than one tooth. They have indentations that rips in. You can't rip, you have to cut. Even the tiniest little pagam in a knife. To you and me, it may look smooth, but a sheikhid who's a Yerushalayim is going to look for a tiny little pagam. That can't be used. With the nail, the fingernail, either of the sheikhid or of the animal, the reason it's us is because it's connected to the guf. Anything that is naturally connected to something can't be used. Just like we said before, you can't shecht if it's connected to the ground. But a nail that was detached from the guf, that could be used. That shechita is kosher. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Shoichet. B'magel kotzir b'derech halichasa. Let's see, some shechted a behema with this harvesting, it's called a sickle, this tool that's used to cut the tefuah. But he does it b'derech halichasa. Now, if you remember how we explained it, it doesn't have little indentations. The knife has like these little crooked V's, but the wall of the V is very long. So if you're pushing it away for yourself because the cut of the V is toward the handle. But if you're pushing it away, you're really only cutting with a smooth part of it. Still b'shamay paislin. B'shamay say it's completely pasul. The Batanur seems to have a girsa b'shamay amim nevel. It's like an animal that died without shechita. It's metama b'masa. Because I'm scared, maybe Taki pushed it away from him and it cut with the smooth part, but if he pulls it back, it cuts in with the jagged part. Basil Machshir and the Basil aren't geyser. The way the Batanur's Girsa reads, the Basil are moida, can't eat it, but we won't say that it's mamish tame. Weiter says the Mishnah, the im hechliku shenel, let's say the teeth were smoothed out, reike sakin, it has the same din as a knife. But it has to be, you can go in both directions, and I'm not cutting in. It has to be smooth. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah. You allowed to shech with anything that was detached from the ground, like a knife, sharp stone. You cut open a long reed. But it can't be anything, including reeds that have little splinters. It has to be completely smooth. If you have a knife, the one side is smooth and the other side is serrated, you cannot shech with it lechatchila, even on the smooth side. Scared he may wind up shechting on the other side. For that matter, let's say you have a long knife. But part of it is smooth. You can't say, well, I'll shech with the smooth part. There's even a shayla in the place, what if he wraps like a cloth around the serrated part? Still say no. Unless, mamashi has no choice, could be that's a shtickle eitzah. If you shech with something that is connected to the ground or to a guf, like fingernails or teeth, connected to a behema, the shchit is possible. If you rip it out of the ground, even though afterwards you put it back in, let's say you stuck the knife back into a wall, lechatchila you shouldn't shech this way, but b'diavad it could be kasher. A mumer that eats nevelis l'teyavin, that means he believes in Hashem, he feels bad that he's eating, it's just he can't control his taiva. So yid can be b'idig the sakin, and it's mut of him to shecht. Of course, we assume that he knows the halachis of shechita. A mumer l'hachis, that means out of spite he does averus, or he's a mumer l'vaydezara, or to be mechal Shabbos beferesia, or he's a mumer l'chalatayra, his shechita is pasul. You can shecht at night with this proper lighting. We said you can shecht even at the edge of a ship or on top of a roof. We're not chashish, he's doing it for some type of vaydezara. If you disconnect the whole jawbone from the behemoth, can you shecht with the teeth? So we said one tooth may be good. But if there's a row of teeth, even two teeth, you can't, because in between the two teeth, you're ripping in. Now, let's say someone takes this magel katze, which has these long indentations. It's a serrated knife, but it's not in-out, in-out. It's these long ins and outs, and they all go in the direction of the handle, and he's pushing it out. So he tainas, where I shechted, it was smooth. If he would pull it back, it wouldn't. I'll give you a mushel. Some places, they don't want you to back up. So they have these needles. If you go in one direction, nothing will happen to your tire, but if you back up, it'll rip into your tire. So he tainas, I didn't back up. Well, the Bishame say, nevela. It's metamba b'masa. I'm scared you're going to pull it the wrong way. The Basil say, with the Mepharshim explain it, I don't want you to eat this, but it's not metamba b'masa. If you take the sword and you smooth it out, then it's kosher to shecht with. Why would I think not? Maybe someone's going to say, oh, look, he's shechting with a saw. It's not going to chap that he smoothed out the blade.